At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our fourth day without Sarah, as she is on vacation. She'll be back. I've seen your text, the people. What's happening? We're doing a show while she's out on vacation. She's got considerably more vacation days than the rest of us. And so she's enjoying them. So anyway, it is the Sarah and Vinny show. We are live and we're looking forward to doing one more day with you before we all return on Monday and we'll be out for the 3-day weekend. And it should be a lot of fun. You got my blues walk over there?
I do. Hold on a second. There we go.
Bob!
Vincenzo.
A book.
Yes.
So we'd been talking about reading and Bob keeps saying I can't read, which is really a different statement than she should be putting out there into the world. You can read. You just don't read novels because what? You lose your attention span?
I was thinking about this yesterday about a better way to explain it. And it's probably like how a lot of people feel about running. Like physically you can do it, but you're going to be slow.
Right.
You're not going to enjoy it that much. It's going to be very difficult. That's how I feel about reading.
Okay.
But what is life but not a chance to continue to grow? So I cracked open my book yesterday that I've been reading for like 5 months.
And got a couple pages under your belt.
Got like 12 pages in and then I had to go to yoga.
For a long time, and now I'm not used to it, I used to have a bedside light. And I mean, I'm talking a long time ago, though, and I would read every night in bed because I had a light for it. And I know there are things you can buy that you clip to your book or whatever, but I just haven't done that. And so I don't read like I used to, but at one time I read every night and I might do 3 pages before I was like, okay, I'm going down. I can't, done. So it can take forever and there's no sort of, you really do lose a story, you know, flow if you only do 3 pages a night. But whatever, it's good practice. And I think at some point, hopefully, it clicks for you because reading is so amazing.
I just love it because it gives me something to do no matter where I'm at. I keep all my books on my phone. If I'm stuck in line somewhere, I got to wait somewhere, I'm like, oh, good, I get to read my book. And it's something to look forward to.
And often when I read a book, I cast the whole thing in my head. So as I'm going through that story, I know what that person looks like. And you'll hear this. People go, the book was way better. And it's often because the cast that you build in your head is not who they put up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just part of how reading is your way of making that story unique and cool and how you connect with it, you know?
I think that might be part of my issue. I don't think I visualize. There's not that much color. There's not that much detail when I read a book.
That takes practice.
Yeah.
I believe. And I'm trying to train my kids up to love reading as well. But they're modern kids. they really want to put on YouTube.
Yeah. It always felt like a chore, too. It was my homework assignment every night. You were supposed to read for 30 minutes starting in like second grade. So I think that was part of it, too. It always felt like something I had to do. But I'm working on it.
I was glad to see that post. I had a little like, yeah, Bob. So anyway, we are going to do celebrity trash now for you. This trash report is brought to you by Four Concerts for the Fourth. Today, listen on the fives every hour from 7:05 to 6:05 for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line. The number is 20357. You'll get a chance to win a pair of tickets to Dua Lipa at the Chase Center, Benson Boone at the Chase Center, Teddy Swims at the Greek Theater, and Shawn Mendes at the Frost Amphitheater. That is a lot of shows and a lot of big stars for one big win. Courtesy of Another Planet, Golden Voice, and Live Nation, Four Concerts for the Fourth. Your first chance to get yourself in on this will be at 7:05 this morning. Trash me.
I'm going to kick us off with the update on Diddy. We broke this yesterday as it was happening live, but the Diddy verdict came in and he was found guilty on two of the lesser counts and not guilty on the three bigger counts, but he's facing up to 20 years in prison anyway, and they're going to go for the most that they can get, so justice can be served. And he has been denied bail while he waits for sentencing, so he will be waiting in prison.
I watched a lot of this yesterday because
you did.
Oh, when I'm doing prep or doing stuff in the afternoons, I put on, you know, CNN or whatever and just keep it on in the background. The defense lawyers, I mean, they were just popping champagne. I mean, to them, this was it. It was better. I mean, they were like acknowledging basically, yeah, I guess he did that stuff. But like, they're just like, this is a great day for justice, a great day for Mr. Combs, blah, 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 blah.
They must have figured out that continuing the abuse storyline wasn't going to help him get off. And in the end, because then, of course, they can redirect and, you know, ask the prosecution. But for them to just, like, basically say, if your case is done, we're also done, and just rest.
Yeah.
So unbelievably cocky. But they clearly knew that he was going to get off on the two big ones. And that's, as we listened to it, I kept thinking, you know, the testimony, I kept thinking, he's horrible, but that's what's happening there is debatable as a crime.
Yeah. And this is one where I might actually watch the documentary when it comes out, because how did this go so wrong?
Yeah.
Right?
And the one thing that they thought yesterday, he might be able to go home on bail, but the judge pointed out to the defense, you admitted in your final arguments that he's an abusive man. You said that in your arguments on the way out that he's an abusive man. So because of that, he's going to stay in jail until we do sentencing. So they kind of dug their own hole there. But
well,
like I said, they were popping champagne. They were ready to go have a freak off or something. They were ready for it.
Oh, geez. Yeah. So Cassie's team put out a statement. Cassie was, of course, his longtime girlfriend who
was on the floor being kicked.
Yes.
In the video that we've all seen too many times. Yeah.
But her team said Cassie Ventura paved the way for a Manhattan jury to find Diddy Combs guilty of these charges on Wednesday, despite the disgraceful music mogul being acquitted of sex trafficking and racketeering charges that could have landed him behind bars for life. This entire criminal process started when Cassie had the courage to file her civil complaint in November 2023. Although the jury didn't find him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, she paved the way. So thank you, Cassie, for your bravery. And Kesha actually spoke out too. As we know, she has a long history with sexual abuse in Hollywood as well. And she said, Cassie, I believe you. I love you. Your strength is a beacon for every survivor. It's been 2 years since Kesha settled her suit with Dr. Luke. So.
And that was another thing they pointed out yesterday. Although his criminal trial may be over or coming to an end, he has, I think, 60 plus or almost 70 other civil trials that will come up. People that have come out and said,
oh, trying to get money out of him. And okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's going to see a lot of courtroom for a long time.
Yes. Hopefully they can get as much of that money away from him as possible.
Yeah.
On a brighter note,
yay,
Post Malone, we've been talking about him here or there, but
he just played in town.
This is a bit of a positive story. He was at a bar in Phoenix on his tour, and apparently he left a tip that was so big, it can pay the bills of 15 staff members this month.
Woo!
That's killer.
I'm like, and they don't have the exact number, but how big would that be? 15 people for a month?
10K? I don't know.
No, way more than that.
It's Phoenix, yeah, you know.
No, I don't know, but I do think that that is, I would like to think if any one of us got rich enough mm-hmm. that we would also do that. I think that has got to feel amazing
yes.
to get a beer or three beers, whatever he went in there for, and to be able to just, pencil out a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 mm-hmm. tip. That is, and he's on the road making bank.
Yeah.
I don't even know. For all I know, he might even be able to write that off as a business. You know what I mean?
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Who knows how that, all that stuff, high finance works? I certainly don't.
But you think we'd all do that, but of all the cheapest people I know, they're the richest people I know. They're the ones that are really like, oh, I don't know, 15%. And it's like, dude, you got...
you got piles.
Double the bill. Pay that.
Yeah, apparently this isn't the first time he's done it. And on a Christmas Eve a few years ago, he dropped a $20,000 bill just for one bartender. That's so cool.
That is really cool.
I've heard stories of Shaq doing that too. He was out on a date at a restaurant. He paid for everybody's meal in the whole restaurant.
Shaq is a guy who you see videos of this all the time. He's a guy who goes into a Target or a Walmart, and if a kid recognizes him, he gets that kid. As long as the parents say it's okay, he gets that kid. He's got a lot of good press.
I love that.
Shaq has a ton of good PR.
And that's probably part of the reason why in 2026, he will be inducted into the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He'll get a star.
He's getting a star.
All right,
he will be the only person from sports entertainment to get a star in 2026. But there are quite a few other people who are getting stars in television. Sarah Michelle Gellar, Gordon Ramsay, Melody Thomas Scott from The Young and the Restless, Bradley Whitford from The Handmaid's Tale, and Noah Wyle from ER and from the new groundbreaking series, The Pitt.
Have you guys heard how they get the stars, like what the deal is with that?
You have to pay, right?
Yeah, you have to have like a fan club or something nominate you, and then it's there's an amount of money to be raised. There is something to it, but usually they get it right. You know, when you walk the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you're like, man, that one deserves one.
I never look at that. And I've also seen where it coincides with the movie release, and it feels very much like the movie company said, we want to pay for or sponsor our star to get their star right as we're releasing our film. So I've seen
yes,
that happen
for sure.
too. I didn't know there was an underground movement on Facebook that might be able to get people elected and pushed into position. But and if you're a celebrity, maybe you want that. I'd be like, because I hear you have to also pay a yearly fee or something for the cleaning and care.
Yeah. And the thing is, they move the stars. So you may start off, you know, one of the good spots off of Hollywood and like, you know, Highland.
I did not know that.
But they do move them around. So if you walk the side streets, because I lived in Hollywood for a while, and you walk the side streets, you'll see like the silent movie stars or somebody, and it's like cracked, and it's, you know, and there's somebody passed out on it, and you're like, oh, that's not what they imagined.
Right, I'm sure.
Can you imagine, like, Brad Pitt doesn't pay his maintenance fee and his star's just filthy, surrounded by all the shiny stars?
That's he has to funny. Have one, right?
I don't know.
I just assumed. You know who I also assumed had one but is getting one in 2026? Miley Cyrus.
You know, I'll just say this. I know there are probably a lot of people who would dismiss Miley. I didn't watch Hannah Montana at all. My kids weren't born yet, but I've watched her as she sort of entered pop culture after Miley or after Hannah. And I think she's a superstar.
Oh, like, yeah,
I don't,
no doubt.
I don't necessarily sit down and put on a Miley Cyrus record, but she has hits.
Yes.
Lots of them.
And she, even more so than just her music, she has a big influence on culture.
Mm-hmm.
She is a lot of times, especially with her music, a little ahead of her time. So it's not always like popping on the charts, but that's because she's a trailblazer.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Good Morning America co-anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts are also getting stars. And Gabrielle Iglesias and Lea Solange, who is a Broadway star and the singing voice of Princess Jasmine and Mulan. So I'm sure you've heard that in your house, Vinny.
I have heard that, but I didn't know the name.
Yeah, I didn't know the name either. Yeah. So lots more coming up, but what do you got for us today, Vin?
Okay, so news is next, and I'll tease you with last names and 4th of July events after these.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Thanks for being here with us. We appreciate you. We know that the show doesn't sound as it normally would, but that's because Sarah's on vacation and we've all moved one seat over. So there's been, it's, you know, a couple spots, but I'm pretty happy with how things went this week, and we appreciate you being here.
Yeah, nice job by you and by Bob. Good job, everybody.
Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to get to some news now. So let me begin with our sponsor. This Alice Report is brought to you by Bay Area Recycling Outreach Coalition. Separating food scraps for collections is easy.
Oh.
Just keep plastic, glass, and trash out. Know what goes in each bin. Find tips at lovefoodnotwaste.org. Lovefoodnotwaste.org. Okay. Morning clouds, sun later. Of course, today is July 3rd, and the 4th of July being tomorrow, there is a ton of stuff going on in the Bay Area. We have a list, and we'll put, I think you can put that up on the Facebook page.
Sure can.
There is so much stuff going on for tomorrow, so I'm not going to run it all down, but there's an Alameda 4th of July parade. Did you know that?
It is a big deal in Alameda, and I'm finding that out as I've talked to all my neighbors, and they're like, well, you're going to the parade, right? You're going to the parade, right? I'm like, okay, sure. So I'll be there.
I recommend, because I know that I normally, especially before I had a wife and kids, I normally wouldn't even look into my town to find out what's going on. I would just, I don't know where I'd go, but I wouldn't go and do the town celebration.
It is a part of me that feels sometimes creepy at events like that, where it's just, you know, single guy hanging out.
Well,
hood over my head, staring at the ground.
It won't be like that for you, I'm sure. But I do think like the Scotts Valley Parade that happens in my town has become a tradition, and it is so fun. It really is cool. It's fun to watch my kids run around. It's fun to see the people you know in town, and it's more of the same each year, but it's still good.
It's what you do with your kids every
right.
year.
It's super cool. So there's the Marin County Fair in the North Bay. There's some stuff here in the city, and someone recommended, if I can find it, and someone recommended that you and your partner, Bob, because you're here in the city, go to the Hoedown.
The Hoedown.
And I thought, I don't know if it's officially called that. I don't know if that's a thing. Can we get more info on the Hoedown? It's not on my list. Although there is stuff here in the city, including a big fireworks show, the Fisherman's Wharf 4th of July celebration.
It's part of Downtown First Thursdays. So it's tonight.
The Downtown Hoedown on, is it on Front Street? Is that right?
That sounds right.
People are recommending it. So I thought.
Interesting. I know that they do this thing downtown San Francisco. It's part of, you know, the initiatives to make the city fun and, you know, inspire us to go out.
Right. No,
First Thursdays, where they have a free show every week and they close off some of the streets and you can like drink in the streets, and it's super fun. I went to the first one, and they have a giant disco ball on a crane.
Oh, that's cool.
Disco ball's always good.
So anyway, we'll put this list of stuff to do this weekend, the Hoedown, so that's tonight. So that's, I don't know. Did you guys move to San Francisco? So Bob is not new in town, but you guys did move here.
I'm new in town.
Did you move here for his job?
Yeah.
Oh, that is why, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we've been here. I think it's going to be 4 years this fall that I'll have been here.
Have you been teaching yoga? Like, you keep writing that you go to yoga when mm-hmm. you post on stuff. Are you teaching when you're going to yoga?
I haven't been teaching that much. I haven't found a place to teach permanently yet. So I've just been teaching here and there. But I still practice a lot. Oh, yeah.
Also in the South Bay, I just want to mention Gilroy's annual fireworks show is on. There's a Santa Clara 4th of July celebration. So on this list, there's a ton of places that you can go participate in the 4th of July. I know many of you will want to set off your own fireworks too, but I hope that you can do so safely. I really worry about fires, but that's just a me thing, I guess.
And one thing, if you have pets, you know, just make sure they've got a tag on, because a lot of pets run away during fireworks. Like you may think they never get out of your yard, but during fireworks, they'll hightail it out of there. So just check the tags on your pet, make sure they're all up to date and everything, because it's a really hard time for a lot of pet owners.
I wanted to bring this up real quick because we got a lot of texts when we talked about it yesterday, and I don't think there'll be a conclusion in the coming minutes, but it's really an interesting subject, as when you marry, do you take the person you're marrying's last name? And if not, then do you do the hyphen? And if not that, then do you do some kind of mashup in order to represent the new family going forward? Which, as I've thought about it, I really kind of like that move if you're not going to do traditional. The mashup seems to be kind of a neat way to launch. It's almost like a rebranding.
Yeah.
I know that sounds...
No, it makes perfect sense.
Anti-tradition, and I'm not anti-tradition. In fact, for my family, and this is the truth, just a me thing, I didn't even want to get married. Part of the reason I didn't want to get married, it's not that I didn't love the woman that I did marry. It's that I want her to easily be able to walk on and go do whatever she wants if she's not into me anymore.
Aww.
I wouldn't want her to be with me. I've heard so many people I talk to who are like, our thing has been over for years and we're just stuck. And I would not want to be in that situation. We weren't married when we had our first kid, so we married after that. And at that point, it was more about my child than it was about needing the state to say, you're official. Like, I just didn't. So that was why I agreed to it. And when I agreed to it, I felt like, all right, well, then if we're going to do that, let's be it's tradition, marriages in general, in my opinion. So then let's do the whole thing. I'm rethinking that now, and I can totally see why you might not want to take his last name and why you might want to come up with something new. I don't know if Hoffenfleffer or whatever, you know, once you start pushing words together, you could end up with a mess. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I haven't found a good solution yet, but I did have some listeners reach out on Instagram and
text,
just supporting me, you know, like, yeah, I didn't take my partner's last name either. And you don't have to do it. You know, don't do it just because it's the easy thing. So I feel very supported. I've got time.
Some of the texts are along these lines, and it came down to the taking the last name. And I mentioned this, and look, I'm not always going to have a popular opinion. I acknowledge that, but some of the things that I didn't see coming were your kids do want to know why mom's last name mm-hmm. isn't like yours. And they will ask that question. That doesn't mean if they're fully loved and supported and cared for that they're going to grow up with a broken brain because their last name's different. But it does involve questions. Kids ask a million questions. Why is one of the things I didn't see coming with my first daughter was, is that a girl? Everything was about a girl. Is it a girl? Is this a girl singing? No, that's George Michael. Is this like if everything's wow. just obsessed with the sexuality of things
yeah.
naturally. It didn't come totally. From us. It was just she needed everything in its box. And with our society changing around, like before our very eyes, it was weird to see that naturally she was about definition without any prompting.
I remember that I had a half sister who she's much, much older than me, and we didn't grow up near, like I didn't live near her while I was growing up. But I remember that because I had a half sister, I was always asking people when I was little, well, are they your full sibling? And like, give me all the specifics. I want the breakdown. And I still to this day find the like genealogy definition so interesting. Like I can tell you if you're like, oh, this is my mom's sister's daughter. I'm like, oh, I know exactly. That's your cousin. Or like that's your cousin first removed, or that's your cousin.
You can follow the tree.
I find that so fun.
This text came in yesterday. I just wanted to address this because first of all, I think some people felt like I was dismissing different names in the same household. I think that kids can be fine if they're loved and cared for. I just do think they obsess on that. And I also remember in school, like elementary school, where the teacher would ask, how many of your parents are still together or how many are divorced? And you'd see a lot of hands go up, and it was just simply like looking around going, wait, how do I fit into this? So here's a text that says, raised in a broken home here. Never as a child did I question why my mom had a different last name from me or my siblings who had different last names. When you're raised that way, it's normal. You don't feel like you're not still a family unit. And I feared that that's why I'm addressing it. I'm not trying to call your family unit not a family. I'm just simply saying the last name thing for me was just almost black and white. And I guess maybe that's just because I feel like it's easier for me. I just wanted it to be that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you honestly probably hadn't even thought of it like to this level of detail, because why the heck would you? It had never impacted you before.
And
you're
I was,
dude.
I admit, nothing, I was ducking marriage. I mean, I was trying to like not be, the person that does our taxes said, don't marry her. And that was her tax person. And I was like, what are you talking about? She said, you're not going to get any benefit from it. Don't do it. And I was sitting there going, you know, your person. But ultimately, I'm glad that I did. And I'm super stoked on our little family unit. And I just wanted to make sure y'all understood yesterday when we were talking about this. I'm not trying to discount whatever your package is. I simply was addressing this like last name thing. As I thought about it, though, Bob, whatever you come up with, I can't wait to hear it. I think it'll be pretty cool.
I know. I might have to share our last names on the air just so I can get some good feedback.
And get
votes? We can do a big reveal, maybe.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, I love fast facts. You best. Know that.
You guys.
You don't even have to ask.
You guys don't have to say. You know what? I'm going to just start doing.
I'll try it again.
The listeners need it.
Now that you're doing Sarah's segment or part of the segment, I feel really silly about it. Okay.
Aw, you miss her.
I do miss her, and I'm a big fan of Sarah's, and I hope that y'all know we're here and we're doing our jobs, and we love that you're here with us, but we look forward to her being back. Yeah. Sarah's really good at this.
She's a vibe, too.
And she's certainly, and there are people who, you know, maybe they are like, not as into her, you know, this on the show or that. I'm going to tell you something. This show would not still be here if she hadn't been a badass when my drunk ass fell off.
Yeah.
That's fact. Her partner fell into a bottle and disappeared, me. And she still held it together, came in every day, and kept this show on the tracks and moving forward. She's a badass.
Miss her.
Never forget it. If you transplanted one man's testicles to another man, not only would they work, but they'd still produce offspring from the original donor.
Oh.
As soon as you started talking, that was my first question.
And that ethical issue is one of the reasons that testicular transplants are super rare.
Wow. That is, okay, that's a great fast fact.
The most valuable stamp in the world is a 1 cent 1856 British Guiana stamp. It sold at auction in 2014 for $9.5 million.
What? What year did you say?
1856 British Guiana stamp that sold for $9.5 million in 2014. Mm. Your rectum has similar cells to your mouth, which is why spicy foods can burn both ways.
I have so many jokes, but
I know
I can't say any of them.
There are only two companies with a perfect AAA credit rating, Johnson & Johnson and Microsoft. Only two.
Ah.
That seems weird.
You'd think more.
I don't think that that's a great fast fact. Our text number is 800-400, but the first one, come on.
Oh, yeah.
That was that I'll be thinking about that and telling that to people all weekend.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of what you guys had to say. Hey, Vin, I was married for 20 years and didn't change my name. We have three kids and there was never any issue with me having a different name. And many of their friends' families were the same. OFOC, Meg, Santa Clara app.
Hi, Meg.
Yeah, I think that I kind of got this, the questioning thing that kids do. And you don't even, you know that the kids do it. But when you're living it and they're just like, why? It starts to, it's not a thing though. You're right. It just isn't. As long as your kids are loved and cared for, why would they care? Been married 23 years and, oh, that's the same. Oh no, that's a different one. Been married 23 years and never took my husband's last name. We have two boys, teenagers. They've never questioned it. Yeah, it continues to be, I guess, the deal.
You know what trend I'm surprised hasn't caught on is having kids but not getting married. Like, a lot, I mean, obviously there's kids all the time with two parents and they're co-parenting, but they're almost never together. I don't have a lot of examples of people who are in long-term partnerships having kids. What you wanted to do, basically. I don't see that very much.
So in our coupling or our partnership, she had a full-on career of her own, is a business professional, and was a rising star in the tech business. And I'm over here doing my nonsense, goofball, you know, jive turkey thing. And we got together and we really both understood that each of us had our own needs as far as doing our career first, and then we do us. And so that's kind of how that we built our relationship. After we had that first kid, she and we had to go to counseling because we had some problems. Kids do throw a wrench, especially if the two people are both doing their own thing and pretty selfish about it. And now all of a sudden this that the need to meet in the middle was a problem. So we went to counseling, and one of the things that came out is she said, I feel hung out, not married.
Wow.
I feel hung out. I feel like if you walk off, I'm stuck and I'm burnt. And I went, okay, that's all I needed to hear. That for me was enough as a partner, as her partner, to say, all right, let's do it.
Yeah. And I will say I was never in a rush to get married, but as soon as we got engaged, I didn't even know it was there, but this weight of concern lifted where I just felt like so much more comfortable that I could lean on him more, that he wasn't going anywhere if I annoyed him, and vice versa. And I didn't even realize that I was feeling that way.
That's amazing. If I annoyed him. I also feel the same thing. Like I never thought about wanting to be married. I was more likely to come up with reasons not to marry. And then once you're married, there is a certain cruisy, comfy thing in that.
Yeah.
And it's the family unit is something that's pretty cool.
So cool.
It is. What's coming up in the trash, Bob?
We might never see the new season of South Park.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.